Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on July 6th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. Joining us today as producer and co-host, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Mr. Mark Lipps, and of course with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Jackie, Mark, how are you guys doing today?
It's Friday.
I'm doing great, Joe. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Maybe that's what I should say at the end. Instead of stealing Jackie's line, always a pleasure, Joe. I just say happy Friday.
You could say have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday weekend. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, good. All right, that's good.
I still like stealing your line, though.
Yes, you did.
Just a pleasure. I get a pleasure out of that.
Now,
you didn't think twice about it. So good, you had to take it. Sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but our friends in the Valley are suffering today.
It was so hot yesterday.
If it's supposed to be
91 here, you can only imagine what it's supposed to be there. And then with all the forest fires going on, I have a friend traveling up to Oregon, and he posted today that they stopped. The highway's closed. Can't go any further. They're stopping. Too much smoke and fire. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're near the border. We're always great.
Yeah, where are they?
We're always
near the border.
Near the border. Yeah.
We're always grateful to live at the beach, you know, just in general. But on days like this, we're really grateful. That is happening.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Mark. Joe and I were on yesterday, and we caught up. How was your 4th of July?
It was very tame. You know, like sparklers versus M80s kind of tame, you know. Weird to have 4th of July on a Wednesday.
It is. Weird.
It just throws everybody off. We saw all the consternation with the fireworks that all the different cities, beach cities, were going through, of course, and everybody trying to figure out what was, you know. And then, I'm sure in your corporate world, when I was in the corporate world, we would have had the whole week off. But, you know, I had meetings on Monday and responsibilities Tuesday, and then, of course, off Wednesday. And then all of us, were at my house. And everybody's going, man, I got to get up early. You know, there were too many things.
Yeah.
My son had a, you know, he was working on a movie. He had to be very early call on Thursday morning. And I had some meetings, you know, with the chamber and stuff still on Thursday. You would think you wouldn't be able to get a meeting with anybody, but there were people doing business Thursday and today, as a matter of fact. So,
yeah,
I heard.
Can't just throw that out, Mark. Working on a movie.
Yeah, Jack, you know, Jackson's a PA. He's a PA.
Yeah.
He works nonstop, movies, television, he's always blowing up things, it seems like, because the videos we get, watch this, Dad, and put it in slow motion, and this car blows up. Yeah, he's working on, he got our nephew, his cousin, on because who wants to be an actor? You know, he came, he just sold his car, everything, and moved out here and decided he wants to be an actor. And he's gotten him on some things that he's been doing, Jackson, some of the shows he's been on. And he got him on this one, which is a McGee project, which, you know, there's aliens and shooting and in an urban environment. So they're shooting downtown L.A., blowing up stuff. And he got Jackson on a three-day shoot with that. And he sent a video yesterday of Jackson running as aliens, and people were firing at him. So, I mean, it's just cool.
Okay.
When you see where he goes every day, you go, wow, that's just cool what they do. You know, I mean, he's just over there playing. I mean, he's working, but the lengths they go to set up these scenes, and he sees just some really cool stuff. I mean, the you know, the whole movie magic he has seen, you know. He's pulled the curtain away. And it's just wild. I mean, and the sets and all the stuff they build for these incredible things, you're just going, wow, you know.
As you said, that's what it's called, movie magic, right? That's
right,
what it's called, movie magic.
Right.
I heard a report on the radio Wednesday about how business managers, you know, the people that manage offices and stuff, they were going nuts because when that holiday falls on a Wednesday, you have people taking off the Monday and Tuesday before. You have other people taking off the Thursday and Friday. You have people taking off the whole week. And it's weird. Last night as JB and I were going to bed, he was like, you know, it was weird. It was like having like a one-day weekend.
That's right.
And now,
that's exactly right.
Now,
you had to actually think
today,
that
Friday,
night.
Yeah.
Like, it was a one-day weekend. So if you wanted to do any serious knockdown, drag-out partying, it had to be Tuesday night.
Right. Which was, again, weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is weird. And
so
you know, the
July.
City, there were a lot of people out of the city. And I bet you anything, you know, people were calling in sick on Thursday, all of that, because, for instance, this is the Friday that the city has off, you know, every other Friday. And so then you had Wednesday with July 4th, and then, so you only had Thursday. And so, you know, a lot of them just took a vacation day or whatever. So skeletal crew at the city, and I'm sure that's the same at many office buildings.
Yeah, it's weird having it on a Wednesday, but the 4th of July is sacred, you know. You know, that's you have to celebrate it on the 4th.
Yeah.
You can't
say
do it on
the Saturday closest to the 4th, you know.
Right. So,
or
so
the Sunday before.
We did every 4th of July, we get up in the morning and we ride our bikes north on the bike path in the Strand. And we go all the way down to the end of El Porto, and then we stop and we get a breakfast burrito at that little shack on the beach, and then we ride back, and we have a couple of friends that have homes either on the Strand or Strand adjacent throughout Manhattan and Hermosa. And so what we do, they have parties, you know, some friends of ours that live in Manhattan up in El Porto, their kids throw the party, and the adults are kind of invited on the side. So, you know, we'll stop in and have a beer there, then we'll go to another place. And our last stop was in Hermosa. You know, riding up, you know, at noon, it's not bad, but coming back about 3 o'clock, you know, it's nutty. You know, the Strand is packed, and we got home a little after 3, and then we had to get showered and dressed. And then we went to a friend's house up on the hill, and boy, oh boy, you know, if you've never been to a home at the top of Palos Verdes, you know, up on the top of the hill, what a view! I mean, you can see the entire basin, and it was like, it reminded me of when we invaded Iraq in 2002. I mean, it was like a war zone. It was unbelievable. There were just fireworks every place. You could see the big fireworks shows that were going on, but all of the illegal fireworks, it was nutty. And then all day, of course, you heard them. You heard that boom, boom, like from a distance, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know?
That's why they say... You know, this is the one holiday that pet owners all can't wait for the fireworks to stop. You know, the pets
I know.
Their heads
are
under the bed. They're you know.
It's
imagine
terrible.
If they, I was noticing Tammy, our dog was under the bed, and you know, these dogs will all of a sudden come screaming out of the room and heading downstairs crash through the doggy door. It's just crash through it. I guess they just. You know, faith that there's not a wall on the other, or something on the other side, but just crash through it, and they're going after something they heard all the way up on the second floor down in the garden. So you can imagine their hearing is just unbelievable, right? So and smell. But the hearing, and maybe it is the smell, I don't know, but the hearing, I guess, is unbelievable. So you can imagine when they hear all these whoop, whoop, all these fireworks and explosions, that they're hearing them much worse than what we, I mean, much on a much higher level than what we hear them. And it's just, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, we had dogs for years and years, and it was always the same thing, shaking, you know, literally crawling into your lap and shaking. And of course, on social media, you know, people are like, you know, somebody, you know, it's one thing to deal with the professional fireworks, but when they're going off in your backyard, you know, and it's not you, which happened to us, you know, Wednesday night after we went to bed, there were fireworks. I was downstairs and it felt like the side of the house was being shot up with like a BB gun or something. The whole side of the house was being pelted fireworks or something. I have no idea where they came from, but yeah, it's very tough on the animals. I mean, we have friends that do not go out on the 4th of July because of that. They stay home with their dogs. You know,
You see stuff posted now that we have social media and it's prevalent and Nextdoor and all of that. You see stuff being posted that, you know, they should ban fireworks because of the pets. And you know, but it's...
it's going
a little
too far.
It is what it is. And so are you... Having grown up with three boys and being a boy, you know, exploding things is kind of natural for us.
Yes. I get it.
You know?
We all enjoy it.
So when we get that sort of, not really legal, but we get that sort of pass on July 4th to go explode something, it's like we're not going to walk away from it.
No.
You know, we're going to take advantage of it. Today is the day we can explode stuff with, you know, without maybe any impunity or you know, so.
Well, we used to get growing up in New York, we used to have a lot of fun. What we would do is we would get the big 1.8 M80s, and we'd find any place all over the city. You have construction going on in the middle of the street, you know, the traffic cones, and during rush hour, we would run out and we'd stick an M80 under one of those orange traffic cones and then run like hell. And it would blow up amidst all the cars. It was great. But, you know, fortunately, none of us ever got arrested, so it was okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like a lot of things. The police are going to let people blow off fireworks as long as it's not, you know, if it's just noise and not, you know, something screaming into an open window. It's unless someone calls, they really are good about letting people have a little bit of their fun, and as long as it's not dangerous.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the reasons that there were many reasons given. I still don't understand them. Why Redondo didn't have their fireworks on the 4th? You know, they've been doing the fireworks on the 4th forever, and they've always had the run on the 4th. So all of a sudden, for this year, for them to say, okay, we can't do both, so we're moving the fireworks to the 1st. I just don't understand that. But one of the other reasons I heard was that they were going this way. They were able to. The police department was going to enforce illegal fireworks.
Right.
They were going to be
cracking
down on the illegal fireworks. That was part of the reasoning. And then you know somebody was saying at the party I went to, somebody was saying that some of the police departments throughout the city are now using drones. To zoom in on the illegal fireworks.
Right.
And I was like, couldn't you just shoot one of those out of the sky with an illegal firework?
Exactly. Now that would be the photo op. Boy, if you could catch that drone up there and all of a sudden a bottle rocket, kabooey. That would be. And the drone picture is that bottle rocket gets closer to it and all of a sudden static. You know, be like, oh, my gosh. That would be awesome. It's interesting, Redondo, and I'm not really. I probably shouldn't even make a comment because I'm not close enough to it. I don't know enough, but Redondo just seems to be pushing against all the natural order of things, you know. It's becoming a police and political state there. It's interesting. You hear things about the stuff that they're saying, no, you can't do that, and you can't do that, or we're not going to allow that. And some of it is, you know, you're taking some of the personality, the character, or the beach cities out of beach city, you know, And
oh yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
Well,
but,
you know that we're not having there's not going to be a lobster fest this year, right?
Yeah, no, I know that, and the mixed use is out, and the developing the waterfront to is out or still swirling, but it for as far as they're concerned, it's out. Sideways with the chamber because of a vindictive thing. You know, I tell people all the time, and I'll probably say it to city council here, and as it relates to a couple of issues, but you can't let personality get in the way of principle. Okay? So this person may not have been in your camp, but what's the principle of it all? You know, forget about that. You got to push that aside. Especially if you're in public office, you got to learn to put aside the personality that you're dealing with and deal with the principle only. Because if you deal with personalities, then you're going to be, you're just going to be, creating. You're going to be ruling. It's going to be self-rule. You're going to be ruling based on your personal beliefs, and that's not how you should rule. What it's the best for the community. What is best for this community? What is the greatest good? What is the greatest good? You know.
Well, unfortunately, this last election, some new people were voted onto the council, and they've allowed themselves to be co-opted by certain individuals and groups, and they've made it an us versus them, an us versus them situation, which is not good for anybody. And it's sad to see people on that council making statements, literally us versus them. And it's like, you're a city council member, aren't you supposed to, represent the whole city? And it's very sad what's happened. And they've been co-opted by, as I said, individuals in certain groups that have their own agenda, and it's ugly. It's very ugly.
Well, sometimes, sometimes it's interesting when you are, because I sit on the commission here in the city, in Manhattan Beach, and sometimes when you get, 30 people in front of you argue, really passionate about an issue, you think they're representing the whole town, and it really isn't the case. I mean, it's, it's 30 people, and it's only 30 people, that wasn't 300, it wasn't. So, it's interesting. I'm wondering if Chris is trying to call.
Oh, you know what? You guys hang on, talk amongst yourself. I'll see if I can grab him, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So, Joe.
Well, it's the politics of division, Mark. That's what we're experiencing now at so many different levels, nationally and at the State House. A small group of vocal people can really shape the dialogue because everyone else is so apathetic because of those crazy people that are so vocal. And
it's interesting. It's too bad more people don't get interested in things and don't show up for public comment and public meetings where they have to address an issue, because they're more than happy. They're real quick to bring up on a bar stool or around a dinner table an issue. But I tell them all the time, if this is really a hot button for you, go to building and planning, talk to them about it, or go to the city council and give public comment and show up at these public meetings where, like when we talked about Sepulveda and other things, that if you're passionate about that, then show up at these meetings and weigh in, it's just important.
Well, Chris didn't answer. Chris Cagle from the South Bay Workforce Investment Board is supposed to be our guest this morning, so we're waiting for him. We've called and left messages. We're waiting for him to call in, and so we can talk to him about. There's lots of interesting stuff going on, some new initiatives. But in the meantime, Mark, I wanted to mention something. Next weekend is the Connecta Community Celebration and Chili Cook-Off. You know about that. That was in your happy
We have a
party.
Lot of things going on. Yep.
First,
July 12th. July 12th is our Mixer in the Park. And that is a dual mixer that we have with the El Segundo Chamber. The other chambers, Beach City's chambers, are all invited to participate as well, including Hawthorne and other areas. But it is it's called Mixer in the Park. It's at Chevron. It's a real fun, festive event, and it's 5:30 to 7:30. It's in a park setting, so that's awesome. And there is tons of food there, so you know, it's very enjoyable. And the networking's great because you've got two chambers and more maybe that are involved. And then, yeah, we have the Connect to Chili cook-off that is in there. That's something we've been doing for years, and it's really honoring our first responders. And it's in their parking lot, and always fun, always fun. Great chili, great chili. The CEO, Keith, he has his own – he's from Texas, so, of course, he has his own chili that he brings and puts out there. He has his own booth where he's competing with chili. So that's fun, too.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
On,
I don't. I'm going to put you on hold just for a second.
Okay.
Hopefully,
all right.
And I'm going to see who this
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah. So the Connect a Community Celebration and Chili Cook-Off is Saturday, July 14th, from 11 to 2. Their offices are over.
Well,
on
they hung
Rose
up.
Cramp.
Up.
Hung up.
So. So that's fun. And then, of course, July 14th, after the Chili Cook-Off. You can go over to right across the street, and there is the Street Food Cinema, where we're going to be showing that's a chamber event where we're going to be showing 500 Days of Summer on the golf course behind the West Drift Hotel, which is formerly the Marriott. Okay, I'm going to grab this real quick.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The Street Food Cinema. Yeah. As I said in my weekend guide yesterday, I mean, this is the summer. This is the summer really kicks off. This is the weekend that summer kicks off, because you know all the concerts come online and the different movies and events and the fairs and the festivals, and it's always a ton of fun. While we're waiting for Mark to get back to us, last Friday we were talking with Dana Murray. From she's the environmental director for the manager for the city of Manhattan Beach. That was a terrific conversation. Yeah. And remember we were talking about, I was saying how I don't know what to do, what to replace Ziplocs with. And she told us about something called Bees Wrap. And so after the show, I went online and I ordered some Bees Wrap for myself. I think it gets delivered today. So I'm waiting to get my bees wrap and do away
wrap.
With those. Well, this one is a brand name, Bees, B-E-E apostrophe S, wrap. I just typed in bees wrap and it came up, you know, that was the first one I saw. So that's what I ordered.
I did the same thing. Yeah.
It comes in, there's a variety pack with different sizes for different things. So, I ordered that and I'm waiting to get it and I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, I ordered one of the large, and I ordered two of the variety packs, I think. But so I did the same thing, by the way. It should be arriving any day now.
So let's go through the rest of those things that's going
on.
Okay, so
chamber. July 14th, after the chili cook-off, we're having the movie 500 Days of Summer on the golf course behind the West Drift, and there will have seven, maybe eight food trucks there. So that's always, and they're great food trucks. There's everything from lobster rolls to, you know, grilled cheese and Thai food and all of that. We'll have great giveaways, prizes. Our sponsors are Connecta, Beach City's Health District, and Manhattan Beach Studios. And Manhattan Beach Studios, just so you know, is giving away an electric bike.
What?
No.
To a lucky,
really?
lucky winner. So that's going to be fun. So we're going to have prizes. We have a DJ there. Vox DJs will be there emceeing and playing music. It's just a fun, festive event. You can bring, you know what? No one's stopping you from bringing a cooler. You know, you can walk, or you can wheel right through with your cooler and go after you pay for your ticket and go sit down and set up your own picnic and bring your own food and drink and do your own thing, you know.
Okay, I have to ask you. I have never seen the movie 500 Days of Summer. Who's in it
there
and what's it about?
What's her name? Google it.
Yes.
It's
100 Days of Summer.
Okay.
But if you haven't seen it, what a great place for you
Joseph
to see
Gordon-Levitt?
It. Yes. But
reading
the,
card
and lady,
writer and hopeless romantic is caught completely
Zoe Deschanel,
off guard when
Zoe
his
Deschanel.
Girlfriend, Zoe Deschanel,
right.
suddenly
who
dumps
lives
him.
Here, by the way, who lives here in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, maybe she'll be at the movie.
Yeah. So that's cool. We should try. We should really put a call out to get Zoe to show up. That would be a hoot, man. Wow. That'd be fun for her, but she'd get mobbed. But if you haven't seen it, that's what a great venue to go see it. You know. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like
and
that.
And then, of course, we've got July 26th over at WeWork. We are doing an employee engagement seminar, 2 hours, by Jason Stoller, who is this guy who travels all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact, talking about employee happiness. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but no, and how to engage and how to really get your employees to where they feel good about coming to work. At your shop. And so that should be an interesting seminar. And that's 5:30 to 7:30 on the 25th, actually, July 25th, at WeWork, which means that you're going to be in a great setting. There's going to be food. They'll probably have the taps open, by the way. You know, because they can do anything after 5:30. And then all of this is leading towards the biggie, and that is right at the beach, the radio headquarters for that day of the South Bay by Jackie show.
It's not the South Bay by Jackie show. It's
South Bay show. South Bay show. South Bay show. It will be the headquarters. It will be Ground Zero HQ for the South Bay show on August 11th, Saturday.
I am so looking forward to that.
Six.
I am so looking forward to that.
Village Runner.
The Village Runner.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Everybody's hoping you really make a big, have a big, you know, presence. I got to tell you, people going, well, is she going to have like a, is it going to be look like a radio station? And I'm going, oh, yeah, she's having a building made. Don't you know her husband's a contractor? So, yeah, they're putting in an actual building. And there's going to be studios and, whatever.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that, a little house cleaning here. So do we do a walkthrough the day before on the lot to see where we're going to be set up and see how everything's going to work?
You can do I think, actually, Kim, that we do – I think we did it last year. We only had a handful of people show up, but we do a vendor walkthrough, yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. So we get a feel for it so we're not running
right.
around like
right.
with our head cut off that day. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking.
So that's
I'm really looking
we're
to
all,
that.
You know, we're all looking forward to that. We're gonna have. I mean,
well,
it's
well,
just gonna be
we'll
fun.
Do, what we'll do is, so that program we're gonna be going live on FaceTime with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch it live as it's happening, and then the following Friday, we'll play the audio for the show for the regular showtime. So that people can listen.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That'll be fun.
Great idea. And let's see, some of the other things, though, you're going to love it. I've got – we are going to give all the attendees, when they enter, will get fake money. I mean, if you want to take a chance and use your own money, I'm sure the guy wouldn't mind. But I'm going to have a three – remember, you're a New Yorker. Remember the three-card money guys in the shell game on the street?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a guy there in New York Street doing that, and I'm going to have security bust him every now and then so that he has to run off to another part of the venue. So he picks up his box. He has a box. He picks up his box, and he runs off to other parts of the venue and sets up again and does the shell game or the three-card money game and takes your money, you know.
I love it.
We have a VIP hour from 2 to 3 for all of our sponsors and anybody who wants to buy a $65 ticket with no, you know, having no lines and just enjoying a much more casual. But I'm having live music with Jeremy Buck. You know Jeremy. He'll be playing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then from 3 to 6 will be Vox DJs. General admission will be starting at 3. You can go online and get your tickets now. And we just did a deal with Ride Yellow. They're going to be giving you anywhere from 15 to 25% off on your ride to the studio there and back.
Nice.
So you'll get a discount from what's already probably a pretty inexpensive trip to begin with. So that's nice. We did that deal with them. We've got the little cars that Amy has, the
E3 vehicles.
The yellow ones that look like taxi cabs. They're going to be taking people back and forth from the parking lot to the entrance. And then, of course, you heard it here. So far, no one has said anything, but we're, you know, it is a 21 and over group, but we're going to have a peep show.
Oh,
what?
A peep show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll be a big screen. It'll be a little place you look through, maybe a couple, three of them. And there'll be a velvet stanchion there so you can't hold the crowds back. And there'll be a peep show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is going to be big.
And you have to pay $1 for the peep show, and the dollar goes to a charity.
I like it. Now, you sold out last year, right? I mean,
yes.
People were scrambling at the last minute to get tickets.
Oh, they were online. Who's got a ticket? Who's got a ticket? And that's why I'm telling people, man, if you really want to make sure that you get a ticket, do it now. Get it now. You know what? I'll put in a code. Tickets, general admission is $45, and a VIP is $65. And that's all you can eat and drink, 30 restaurants, 30 breweries, lots of fun, music, the whole bit, peep show. What kind of a discount should I give for listeners of the MB360? What do you think?
Code is MB360.
We'll call MB360.
How about MBC360?
Well,
yeah.
Okay, MBC3. Do you think MB360 is easier to remember?
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Might forget the C. MB360. I'll put the code in this morning. And what kind of a discount should we offer?
$15.
Okay, so 45 to 30.
Nice.
And 65
nice.
To, and that's all you can eat and drink and lots of fun and buy as many tickets as you
$15.
Want.
$15.
So I guess I could say, I think I can put in $15, the amount discount versus percentage. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I will make that offer now. Give me a little time to put the code in and we'll go from there.
Oh, I like it. I'll
certainly,
throw that up.
By let's say 10 a.m., it'll be in there.
It'll be up. Okay, everybody heard it here first. A special discount
mm-hmm.
with code MP360 and a peep show. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
No, you know, for anybody that hasn't been to this event, it's such a fun event. It's in such a fun and unique venue. As Mark said, over all of these, what they do is they take area craft breweries and they pair them with area restaurants. So the brewery and the restaurant together to create a bite that goes well with the brew they'll be serving that day.
And we'll have a couple of wineries too, just so.
There's wineries.
You know,
there's.
It's mainly breweries.
Yeah, it's mainly. I think you might have had a cider thing there one year. Boxed water was there last year.
Yep, we've got coconut water because we want you to be able to hydrate. So there'll be coconut water there for you to get. Things like that. Yep. And we'll have vegetarian options. So no worries there.
Yeah, no, it's really really good. And as Mark said, all you want to eat, all you want to drink, you can literally just. you know, work your way up and down the street. And then they have the big stage right at the end of New York Street, live music. It's just a ton of fun. It's a very fun event.
I think so.
Bite at the
I
Beach.
So.
What
yep.
date?
Bite
what date?
At the Beach, August 11th, 2 to 6, at the Manhattan Beach Studios on New York Street.
I am looking forward to
that. And
it
will sell out, so get your tickets now. And if you're listening to South Bay Jackie okay. Show, South Bay Show, or
South
MB360, or any of Jackie's shows, you can offer this, MB360.
Yeah.
No, you know what? That's true. But all your shows, the ones you do for other cities where you produce a show, in your own show, South Bay by Joe, South Bay by Joe, there we go. The same deal applies. I'll put in MB360. Just make sure they know MB360.
Okay. I'll put it up on my website and shoot it out to all my social media platforms. And let me ask you something, Mark. Do you find, because you do quite a few of these events, do people just wait till the last minute to do stuff, or do you find more people better planning? Are they planning more ahead for these
last
things,
minute.
Or is generally
last
it is last minute?
Yeah,
you panic
until like the week or so before, and all of a sudden, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it exponentially just ratchets up. I mean, that's why, you know, you'll get a new marker and say, well, I sent that out last week. Well, no, you got to send it out again because people just don't get out that far ahead.
Now,
the ones that do, like we've already sold a lot of tickets already. Some of them are the VIP tickets, you know, the sponsor tickets, so they're already keyed in. I've got a city council person, all of that, special guests. But we've sold, you know, probably 50 tickets. And, you know, they're planning. They're putting it in the calendar. In fact, some of the email, you'll see some of the Facebook posts, the person is saying, you know, Nancy, put this in your calendar. Put this in your calendar. We got to do this. We got to start.
Right.
And one person said, you know what? We got to start putting these in our calendar because, you know, everybody's doing a craft brew and, you know, and or a beer brewery thing. And so people are beginning to calendar. If you are a craft beer person, you definitely can have a calendar because there is something along those lines every week. You know.
Well, again, it's not just the craft beer. You know, the food is phenomenal.
Right.
I mean,
well,
the food
I think
is...
people are learning to put food with their craft beer. I mean, you cannot do one without the other, and it's smart, by the way. But why not? You know, and so also we still have room for a few more breweries.
I think Chris
a handful. We have room for maybe a handful of restaurants. The restaurants really fill up fast. But we still have some room for those because we're expanding it this year. Last year was 25 breweries and 25 restaurants. This year we're going 30 and 30. So,
right.
And
awesome.
So if you have a restaurant and you wanted to participate, have them give me a call. So
right.
By the way, I said at the top of the show, and I want to bring it up because I'll probably be bald in a month. I am now, my house is now officially known as the United Nations of Manhattan Beach.
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
Okay, here's how it all started. You guys know Liz Spear, right? Liz
yes.
is
right.
working with this EF Language Institute, and they have this foreign exchange program where these kids come over from all over the world. Girls and boys, all in that 15 to 18 range. The 18 is usually counselors. But anyway, she has been for 2 months scrambling. They have not been able to find, and that's an issue, by the way, with a lot of places looking to put foreign exchange students, athletes who are coming over to play, like at the badminton club for international badminton tournaments, things like that, trying to find homes for these kids. And it is, and I understand it. I get it. If you've done this before, it is a responsibility that maybe in the summer you don't want to have. And also, when you do it in the summer, not a lot of families are available because they're going to be taking off for a couple weeks or
right.
week-long mm-hmm. weekends or whatever. But she just kept, Mark, can you put this in your Happy Friday? Can you do this? Can you do this? And finally, I broke down and said, okay, I'll take two guys. I'll take two. You know, I actually
wow.
wanted two girls, you know, because I wanted to see what it was like to have daughters. But anyway, they're not going to do that. That's probably sounds a little creepy anyway. But two guys from Italy, yeah. all right? So I have two guys from Italy. They know each other, La Spezia region. And I think that's where their navy is. It's on a port. It's where their navy is in northern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But then they call me up this past weekend. And I say, Mark, we're in a jam. We had a family in Palos Verdes. The wife got very sick, and they can't have their two boys. And can you take one of them? I said, well, what are you going to do with the other? We don't know. It's a jam. We're going. I said, okay, well, you know I have a small house, right? She said, yeah. I said, okay, I might be able to squeeze a third one into that one bedroom. But the other bedroom has become an office now, and Tammy's in there, and she's not really happy as it is that I'm bringing in all these kids. But
right.
She's saying, you're taking care of them, you know.
Yep.
And and so the bed's gone in that room because Jackson took it to the condo. I mean, his apartment in Hollywood. So we just have that one bedroom. We have a downstairs living room that nobody uses, you know, like a formal living room type place. And you know, we put people down there when relatives and stuff come to visit or friends. And my place above the garage isn't available because we've got family staying there for part of the summer, in and out. I said, I'll take them, but I'll squeeze them in the third room. And she said, okay. I said, and the other one, you don't have any place for. Okay. I said, listen, if you're okay with it, I'll squeeze them in too. Just bring all four. We'll do all four. And they just have to realize, you know, and they know we have two dogs and a tortoise, non-aggressive tortoise. So, you know, and so I agreed to all this stuff, but not being the detailed guy, I was not aware of all the details. I didn't, and Tammy's reading me this stuff after I've committed to it, right? She goes, you realize you have to get them somewhere at 7:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday.
Are you kidding?
What? Okay, so I have to drive them to the bus stop that takes them, the bus that takes them to their institute, because they go to school during the day. School and visit do field trips and things like that all over LA. All right. I have to make them a lunch that they take with them on this trip, and I have to make them breakfast.
Oh, Mark, what have you got?
Now they're telling me that it has to be, you know, just don't worry about it. It's dry cereal and stuff like that, or, you know, easy stuff for breakfast, and then pack them, you know, a couple of sandwiches, you know, maybe a piece of fruit. You know, and I'm putting a cookie in there. So I went to Costco yesterday, and I'm buying all this stuff. And then once again, not reading the detail, I'm buying all this stuff, right? I've got $300 worth of groceries for these four boys, right? And I'm making my son, who's in college, leaving in a few days for college, sleep on the couch so they can have his room. So he's looking at me
yeah.
with, you know, a look, you know, like, what am I, chopped liver? You don't care about me, but these two kids who you don't even know, I'm flesh and blood, I'm sleeping on the couch, you know. So I said, greater good, son, greater good. And then I'm reading the details on that do not buy peanut butter. They are not used to peanut butter in Europe. They don't know peanut butter. It may, you know, it has peanuts in it, so we can't take any chances. So they'll bring the peanuts in their breath to, you know, whatever, or in a sandwich too. No peanut butter. And then after I spend all this money on this food, there's another detail Tammy was reading me last night where it says, before you buy your food, get with your kids, see what they like to eat.
Oh.
So I'm going, oh, okay, well, they're going to like this. That's it, you know.
You know,
Mark,
early,
you know. Unbelievable. Well, and then, of course, on the week, and then dinner with the family that night, you know, unless they have something going on. So Tammy goes, you know, I'm usually busy at night, and you always have a lot of meetings at night. Where's this family dinner happening? You know, going, yeah, well, we'll figure it out, you know. So, and then, of course, the weekends with family, unless they're doing a field trip of some sort. And I'm going, holy crap, this is a lot more. Now, fortunately, two of the kids leave on the 24th, July 24th. So it's not like, I mean, it's gutting it out for that, right? And then the other kids leave August 1. So it's not like a huge amount of summertime, right? 3 weeks or so.
Right.
It's not like
mm-hmm.
they're staying 6 months or 3 months or anything like that. And they do give you a little bit of a stipend to offset some of the expenses. Thank you. But, to you know, you wonder, you think about your own lifestyle when you're at home that night and you're just kind of working on your computer and doing stuff. You're going, oh, wait a second. They're not – I mean, so can I just work here on my computer while they're hanging out? I mean, they're going to want, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with these guys? and then you read their letters and their bios, you know, to the host family. And, like, it'll say years of English. Most of them, I mean, one of them says 6 years. The other two of them say zero. So, you know, the language issue, I think, is going to be an issue. You know, just the whole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
two Italians, French, and a Russian. And the good news is one of the Italians and the French guy both love to cook. So maybe I'll just.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
That's good. Well, I just have one bit of advice. Return the pita butter and get Nutella because everybody in Europe loves Nutella.
I said that because that's the European peanut butter, but I didn't get peanut butter. I just fortunately I didn't do that anyway. I just got cold cuts and bread and cookie and a cutie, you know, for the box lunch or for the lunch, and then for breakfast I thought, well, who doesn't like Eggos, you know, and syrup. I mean, Joe, I wasn't going healthy on any of that stuff, you know. I did get some healthy stuff to put in their box lunch, like some nuts and cheese, little packets of that. And then for breakfast, though, I'm trying to think, you know, I should just get dry cereal and big things of fruit and just go that route. Yeah.
Well, I know the Italians do like brioche in the morning. You know, something like that, you know, sort of some sort of bread pastry type of thing and fresh fruit. And, of course, I hope you have one of those good fancy Italian coffee machines because they're big.
These kids are 15 and 16 years old, you know.
They're drinking espresso.
You think they're
going to
be asking me if they can have some wine?
Oh, definitely, because in Europe they are allowed to drink wine. You know, wine is – they grow up with wine in Europe. But, you know, that's different here. So you have to make that clear to them that they can't be out, imbibing. Different country, different rules.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be an adventure, Mark. That'll be an adventure.
Well, that's what I told the kids. I said, you know, we've never done this before. I mean, we had a kid for like 3 days from Nigeria once, you know. But we were helping another family out who was gone for the weekend. But – we've never done this before. And of course, talk about, so go overboard and have four, you know, in a small place, but whatever. So I pick them up tonight between 5 and 10, the French and Italian arrive at 10, the Russian arrives at 5. So, you know, interesting.
It'll be an adventure.
And their bios, you know, like the Russian, loves to watch sports, enjoys. Interestingly, one of them, I think it was the Russian, likes baseball, but loves watching sports, soccer. You know, they all like soccer. The Frenchman is, he's more, I can tell, he's more your personality plus guy. You know, he says, I have a sense of, you know, I'm funny. I love to social media with my friends. I love to cook. I love to, you know, just chill after school. And you know, so he's going to be probably the bohemian of the bunch, you know. And then the two Italians are, you know, one plays in his high school symphony, the oboe, but they both play soccer. They both one says he's a little more withdrawn, you know, not, you know, and the other is more out there. But they both know each other, both from the same town. They know each other. So, and apparently they do this. They've done this a couple of times. Last year they went to Ireland or something. Dublin. They went to Dublin for this trip. So interesting. I don't know how much it costs, but I wish my kids would, you know. Great experience for these guys.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the good news is, if they're ever hungry, you know, just make sure they can get over to the Ripe Choice, right? That's the good news.
Right. Well, yeah, well, okay, yeah. No, that's another way to incur the wrath of my wife. Oh, honey, I'm sending 4 kids over to the Ripe Choice. Can you make them a sandwich? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well,
you're watching them. Take them to In-N-Out. You know. So, the other thing is, I said, okay, what am I going to do with these guys? So I'm. Oh, and then the other thing, you know, you forget that, you know, you have a life too, and so you're going, oh, wait a second, I have a concert I'm going to Saturday night. Oh, geez. And so
you bring them with you. You bring them with you.
I went on. It's the Dead and Company with John Mayer at Dodger Stadium, and so I went online, and you know they have like $18 tickets to that thing. So I bought 4 $18 tickets. All right,
on the bleachers.
And once again, not being a detail guy, I look on the agenda. And they have an all-city LA tour that they're doing beginning at 8:30 in the morning, and they told me it ends at 7:30. Well, the concert starts at 7. So I bought these tickets. And then the worst thing is my sons are seeing me buy these tickets for them. They're going, what are we? What? Where's our tickets? What? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. Tammy's looking at me, too, like, have you forgot that you have children? You have
adventures,
your own flesh and blood that would like to maybe go to that concert. You know.
Adventures in the Lip household. This is going to be an interesting summer for you.
Yeah, well, I'll take pictures. I think in the next Happy Friday, I'm going to get a picture of the 4 boys. And I want to put their little bio on what they said they're interested in. So maybe people, if they have something going on, they want to involve these guys, you know, let me know, that sort of thing. We can have them on the show. Well, no, because that's the other thing. Like, I'd love to take them to Rotary.
To
they have school. They have to be at 7:30 at school. You know, I'm gonna talk to them about that tonight too, to see if what kind of flexibility is that. Because I honestly, being the gregarious guy I am, I would like to have them experience some things. You know.
Yeah.
So.
My husband.
City council.
Me the same.
Go to a city council meeting. You know that ought to bore them to death. But they'd see our legislative. Well, I wouldn't have them stay the whole time, but they'd see kind of our legislative, local government
things.
In action, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, my husband gave me the same thing when I said Piper's coming out for a month, and he's like, okay, don't get me involved. Don't count on me to babysit. I'm not in charge. You got to keep her random. I'm like, don't worry. I will. We've done this before. You know, I know the routine. But she's a little older now, so it'll be easier. I hope.
Older. She's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got a
better.
French guy, a Russian guy. She can take her pick of which nationality she likes.
Okay. We're
a couple of Italians. She could keep it in the family. She could keep it in
we
the family.
So,
a couple of Italians.
We are still keeping her away from the Lips house. We're still keeping her away from
right.
the Lips house.
Danger for Will Robinson.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sorry.
And these are all, by the way, these are all good-looking guys. I mean, they send their picture
of
and all that.
They're
all good-looking, good shape, just, you know, look like nice guys. And you know.
Let me guess. Marcello and Luigi.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No. And, you know what? I need to
give us some names.
That's a detail thing that I've just forgotten. Okay, I gotta look at those names. I gotta print out their bios. But the other, you know, the other thing is when they see this little house with these two dogs running around and you know the beach sort of living. I mean, probably these kids, when I look like one guy's dad's a commercial director, one guy's dad's a professor, one guy's dad's a lawyer, one guy, you know, they're probably in pretty nice environments where they are, you know, homes and they're probably part of the haves and not the have-nots, you know, and so they are.
Mark, you're not exactly a have-not. You live in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
I live in Manhattan Beach, but this house is going to be crowded. And, you know, I have a house of boys, so there's nothing not cracked. And then I had that manic dog, so there's stuff chewed on. I mean, my house is like a scene out of You Can't Take It With You, or a garage sale or something, you know.
It's going to be fun. It'll be an adventure.
Tammy last night, because she's just lying in bed, not saying a word, and I'm going, honey, you really have to go after this with a real positive attitude. She turns that slow head roll over to me, you know. I am. I said, oh, well, it sounds like it.
We'll have to have Tammy on the show after the fact and get all the details.
Yeah, you know, well, one good thing is, let's see, one good thing is I can take them, well, no, they won't get off until 6:30-ish or so. I was going to say I'd take them to the mixer at Chevron Park. That'd be kind of fun to run around the park there. Of course, they can't drink or mm-hmm. but they could eat. I don't know that they'd want to go to the chili cook-off, but I need to go to it, so they'd have to go with me.
The movie at Westrick.
The movie.
Yeah.
Perfect. Be a great place to meet your niece.
We can do that, maybe.
500 days of summer.
500 days of summer.
Setting it up,
well,
the relationship.
You know, Mark.
She's got dueling nationalities vying for her attention, you know.
Yeah.
She's got she's got all of Europe trying to get her attention.
Okay, we're so doing that. But Mark, seriously, go to my website, you know, because there are things that happen outside of Manhattan Beach. You may not know that. There are lots of things that happen outside of Manhattan Beach, and there's a whole bunch
of
stuff.
I
know, trust me.
It's going to get
the pier.
I look at this as it's going to get me out and about.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get me out doing something. Like, I'd like to take him to ESMOA, you know, the Museum of Art in El Segundo, you know, if there was an art, you know. So, I'm not getting out of the bubble. You know what? They'll probably go to the Getty, maybe, because they're doing all these, like I said, they're doing an all-day city tour
with
this
their
Saturday,
organization.
Just
to
acclimate. The organization, they do a little schooling in the morning, and then it's field trips. Like, they'll go to, you know, just different places all over L.A. and experience different.
You
know, so they'll get all of
that.
I want them. And then also think about it this way, too. You know, they're 15, 16-year-old boys. Shoot, just take them down to the beach. They just may want to chill, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're getting run around all over the place. And so you can almost over – like we do with our kids, you know, overschedule them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But
they all
like rock and roll and music. And so I thought, man, going to a concert at Dodger Stadium. So I'm hoping these people get back to me and let me meet them somewhere and pick them up and take them over to Dodger Stadium.
I bet Jackson would like that, but he doesn't have any tickets.
Way to rub it in, Joe. Way to rub it in.
No, you know what? I told my boys. And you know what's interesting, too? My son said, here you go again, Dad, forcing me to meet people, like that kid from Nigeria. I said, what do you mean? He goes, like the kid from Nigeria. I said, I thought you got along great with John. You both like soccer and everything, you know. And I'm saying, this is building relationships. I mean, you might have a place in Italy to go to if you travel there, or France, or you know, Russia, or someplace like that. And they just don't see it. They look at it as they're being – forced interaction on them. And I'm saying, by the way, no one's forcing you. I mean, you're going to be going off to school in a few days, you know, 10 days anyway. So, you know, I mean, it's just 10 days, but I would think you'd want to meet these kids, you know. But also, remember, he's 20.
Yeah.
And they're 15 and 16. So there is, it's not like they're going to have the fake ID, you know.
mm-hmm.
And so,
well, they might.
So
they might. Yeah,
Mark,
they might.
Let's wrap it up. Let's give information about Bite at the Beach again.
Okay. Bite at the Beach is
August
11th, 2 to 6, at the Manhattan Beach Studios on the New York Street back lot. Live music, lots of fun, 30 breweries, and these are real breweries. We will have no box breweries. These are all craft, pure craft breweries, you know, and 30 restaurants. We will have a three-card money guy with fake. You can have fake money as you come in, and you'll be able to gamble with him. We're going to have a peep show. That alone is worth the cost of admission. And if you are listening to any of the South Bay Show franchises, if you key in the promotion code MB360, you will get a $15 discount on either if you get a VIP ticket or a general admission ticket, a $15 discount.
I love it.
There's
love
also
it.
A Ride Yellow. Once you get your ticket, there is a Ride Yellow discount that you will see that you can get to use to Ride Yellow over, which is a car share like Uber and Lyft and all of that. They're one of our sponsors, and you'll be able to ride over over to the studio without fear. So don't worry about a designated driver. I want to shout out to the Neptunians. They're our volunteer group that is helping with registration and taking care of the volunteers for in and around the event, which is terrific. So we love those ladies. And the MB360 radio show with executive producers and host Joe Terry and Jackie Balester will also be present at the event, and so that's
exciting.
It's going
to be a fantastic day.
It's going to be terrific. It always is. It always is, but it just seems, it's going to get better and better every year,
Right. Okay.
All right. It's Friday.
Well,
it's
that's
Friday.
Our show. It's Friday.
I'm sorry, Chris Cagle didn't get to join us this morning, so we'll have to reschedule him, Mark, okay?
There was no room for Chris this morning. Sorry.
No.
Too many Europeans in the room. All right.
But I will say, Chris and South Bay Workforce Investment Board, I've gotten to know them. Unbelievable resource that small businesses need to know about and are not taking advantage of it. And bigger businesses, too, not just small, all businesses. So you guys could get someone from there to help you.
Yes.
Oh, an intern or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Not even an intern.
Well,
they will pay. They will pay them to work for you.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today at the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. Every Friday, 8 a.m., you can find out everything that's going on with the Manhattan Beach Chamber and spend some quality time with Mark Lipps, the president and CEO, and get all your questions answered. Thanks for joining us today. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Joe?
That's Jackie's line.
Happy Friday.
Jackie's line.
Joe,
thank you.
Happy Friday, and have a great weekend.
There you go.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.